Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As the sun sets across Israel, the evening brings a mild breeze to Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a clear night sky. Temperatures are comfortable, perfect for a leisurely evening walk. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel enters a tense weekend as four fronts edge toward escalation, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan sign a joint defense deal in the shadow of the Iran war, reports the Times of Israel from earlier this afternoon. Also this hour, in a related development, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan have formed a defense alliance. This came as part of an agreement signed in Mecca, Walla reports from earlier this hour. Separately, an Iranian official mocks Saudi Arabia, suggesting they are begging others for security, as reported by Mardiv this afternoon. And finally, Iran, Lebanon, and the fear of escalation prompt the extension of a special situation on the home front, according to Israel Hayom in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, highlights Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's comments that the Mecca Joint Defense Agreement reflects a shared commitment to peace and regional stability. Ihab Hassan, a political analyst, wrote on X just now, questioning the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs about settlers establishing an illegal outpost on Christian land in Taibeh. He demands action from Israeli police. Open Source Intel, posting 15 minutes ago, shares the Houthi Prime Minister's response to the newly signed defense alliance, stating that the terms do not apply retroactively and criticizing Saudi Arabia's past actions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tense weekend Israel faces, Ynet reports that the situation involves multiple fronts, including Gaza, Lebanon, and the West Bank, all showing signs of potential escalation. This comes amid high tensions with Iran, adding pressure on already stretched Israeli forces. The implications for civilians could be significant, with heightened security measures likely. Turning to the defense agreement between Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan. The Times of Israel notes that this pact strengthens ties among these Sunni nations. While officially not aimed at any specific country, it comes against the backdrop of increasing regional tensions, particularly involving Iran. The deal is seen as a strategic move to enhance mutual defense capabilities. Meanwhile, as Walla highlights, the Mecca Agreement stipulates that an attack on one is an attack on all. This marks a significant step in regional defense collaboration. Analysts suggest this could shift the balance of power and influence diplomatic relations across the Middle East. In light of this, Mariv reports that Iranian Parliament member Ebrahim Rezaei criticized Saudi Arabia, accusing them of seeking external help for security. His remarks highlight ongoing geopolitical rivalries and could further strain relations between Tehran and Riyadh. The rhetoric underscores the fragile state of Middle East alliances. Finally, Israel Hayom reports that the Israeli government plans to extend the special situation on the home front. This follows ongoing uncertainty in regions like Iran and Lebanon. Such measures aim to ensure preparedness and protect civilians amid potential escalations. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports on Itzik Shiroki, a blogger who achieved financial freedom and shared insights after being featured on Can 11. Shiroki's story inspires many looking to retire early through strategic financial planning. Separately, Ktech reveals that Israeli travel fintech Fay has raised $50 million in a Series C funding round. The company aims to expand globally and utilize AI to automate insurance claims in the travel sector. This funding positions Fay as a key player in next-generation travel protection. And finally, Walla Business reports that a club owner has been ordered to pay 130,000 shekels after being found guilty of sexual harassment. This ruling highlights the importance of workplace safety and accountability in Israel's service industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.